Hello, everybody. Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. This is your host, Neil Gore, aka MC Resonance. Thank you so much for being here and a part of our series. We've been going pretty strong. We're over 60 episodes now in the series. And what I'm doing right here is this is going to be a new chapter in the evolution of our podcast, right? So hopefully some of you have been able to stay with us and see the last 60 plus episodes. If you haven't, go back in the archives. We have some incredible information. But since we do so many events on Portal to Ascension, we have the opportunity to get interviews and perspectives on all types of topics from so many different people. So what you're going to be experiencing now are going to be interviews from our last Portal to Ascension conference that took place in May of 2021. So we're going to be launching another 20 to 25 different interviews from some amazing presenters, everything from panels on UFO disclosure to experiencers to information about ancient civilizations and sites to UFOs to evolution of consciousness to the cycles of time. So a lot of great information here. So much information that it's going to be truly profound. I hope that you can stick around and tune into as many of these podcasts as possible and do share it, because what we're attempting to do is grow our Portal to Ascension Radio as its own independent avenue of releasing conscious content. So if you can come back here, share it with your friends and family, and then also, you know, take part of it and listen and tune into the information, that'd be incredibly great. You can also check us out on many other platforms. The best thing to do really is to just search engine Portal to Ascension, add everything you can find. But do go to youtube.com/portal to ascension and subscribe to our channel there, or you can check us out on Patreon and get exclusive bonuses at patreon.com/portal to ascension. And of course, we're on Facebook and other social platforms as well. So let's go ahead and get into this, guys. We're going to go into our series. You're going to hear me saying the same words at the beginning of every single interview for the upcoming couple of weeks, and then I'll do a little outro. But the meat of everything, the meat of every single podcast, will be a different speaker, a different topic, and many other guests with great, great inspirational messages for you. So let's get into it. Sheila will tell you what a walk-in is in a bit, in case you do not know. But so when she connected with me, I pretty much said yes almost immediately and just like had to look to see if it would work, and it did. And we did the first ever 3 days online walk-ins conference back in January, where we had, I believe, you can correct me later if I'm wrong, but I think we had around 22 speakers. Most of them were walk-ins, and then we had a couple of them were researchers. And it was just 3 days of such, like, it was a very, we do a lot of events. And that event, Alan, right, it was extremely high-level energy. I think, like, at the end of it, we didn't even know what to do with ourselves, because we just like, whoa, what just happened there? Like, what's the next step now? Oh, the documentary. We have to figure that one out, right? So it's like, so that's basically how I connect with Sheila. But since then, Alan, Sheila, and I have come together to be a trinity of a production team for multiple events, which are going to be an annual walk-ins conference, an annual conference on hybrids that's going to be taking place in June, and then also an annual conference on indigos and starseeds, which are going to all be standalone events for a year with all three of us co-producing it. And it's been extremely amazing getting to know Sheila and just her passion for this work. Like, she really lives it, like a lot of people that I work with. But definitely I work with Sheila quite often now, since we're creating these events, you know, pretty consistently. And she's just so dedicated to what she's doing. Yeah. And you can just see it in everything that she does. So I'm extremely honored and to be really working with her. Now, Alan, do you want to say a few more things before we officially bring on Sheila? You're muted.
Yeah, I have to say, I wasn't sure about walk-ins. A lot of that's a term that Ruth Montgomery actually first kind of brought into the popular awareness with a book called Strangers Among Us. And, you know, I was a little suspicious of it until I actually heard Sheila's dramatic story. It's like, and then I thought, maybe I'm a walk-in, or maybe, you know, it's like there's elements of higher consciousness or beings or merging, like Mark Sims talks about, with these other beings that we could call walk-ins, we call awakening, we could call ascension. But Sheila, I mean, I really want people to hear your story, because it, I mean, especially people who haven't heard it, because it is probably the most dramatic story of awakening and transcendence I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot, So I don't want to say that much, but except that it is a new area of study and of conversation, and it just pushes the envelope of who and what human beings are a little further, just like ETs, just like maybe reincarnation, although that's old by now. There's a whole other thing going on, parallel dimensions, you know, higher connections to our star, over self. It's so complex, the levels of reality that we are capable of accessing, that this is another one. And it helps also integrate us to the multidimensional capacities each one of us have. But Sheila, why don't you tell, or do you want to introduce Sheila? Because
Well, I think that was the introduction.
Okay,
right?
Great. Great. No, because when I heard Sheila's story, I said, oh my God, this is real. You're like, it's like, you know, you could be thinking that UFOs are real and they're out there. But then when you see one, it's like, wow, this is really happening. And that happened to me too. It's like, and like, even if you're into this stuff, it's like, even looking, it's like, oh yeah, that is what we've been talking about. So the same thing with these and other levels of consciousness. When you hear a story like Sheila's, it's like, well, I guess it's true because this woman went through a huge transformation. So Sheila, do you want to start sort of with who you were and what you became?
Sure. Well, I'm still in the process, I believe, of becoming, as we all are. I'm continuing to integrate and, you know, whether it's now going on ships or seeing ships or receiving downloads, so many people are having the same type of experiences that I am. But I do want to start and give you some backstory as to how I got to where I am right now. And back in my early 30s and even in my 20s, I was a very sick person. I had been diagnosed with a potential of brain tumors. I had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. They thought I might have MS and was told that I would be in a wheelchair by the time I was in my 30s. Now, I wasn't in a wheelchair, but I was actually walking with a cane, but I also had been diagnosed with bone cancer. So I had this whole plethora of unusual health symptoms that were really plaguing me. And so I was a very, very sick person. I was in a dysfunctional marriage. I had three kids. I was in a very small little box. I had grown up with a very firm belief system and a very, I really wasn't open to a lot. And if I would have been told 20 years ago that I would be speaking about walk-ins today, I wouldn't have believed it because I had no foundation. I had no languaging for what was about to unfold in my life. And so in September of 1999, on the 22nd, I went to bed. I was a very sick person, as I said, walking with a cane, laying on the couch, having to play with my children that way. And I was just very, very sick, very tired, very soul weary. And I went to bed that way. And what seemed to be like 7 o'clock the next morning, don't know for sure, but it seemed like 7 o'clock the next morning, it felt as if someone reached down, grabbed me by the hair of my head and pulled me bolt right up in bed. And it was as if lightning ran through my body. And then I was in white space, and I don't know how long I was in white space, but I know that I was very comfortable. I was out of pain. And for the first time, I just felt at peace. First time in a long, long time. But ever so slowly, my peripheral vision started coming in and then my frontal vision. And as I sat in my bedroom, looking around the room, everything was exactly the same as it was the night before when I went to bed, but everything was 100% different. All of a sudden, I began having memories of past lives, which when I went to bed, I can assure you, I did not believe in. I remembered what it was like for the soul to slip out of the body. I remembered what it was like to be in the collective. I remembered what it was like to be on the other side, to be doing work. I remembered what it was like for the soul to come into the body as well. And as these thoughts were flooding my mind, honestly, I thought I was losing my mind because I had no point of reference. I had never read a metaphysical book. I was not open to any of these types of possibilities. But once I got out of bed and I was walking across the carpet and I caught my image in the mirror and I looked at myself, I was almost mesmerized. And not like from a vanity sort of point of view, but it was just like I was looking. It's kind of like, I can't believe the reflection that I'm seeing back. So the weeks and the days went on, and the first thing that I noticed was that my body was completely healed, 100% of all the illnesses. Doctors had absolutely no explanation as to how that could even occur. The next thing that happened is my personality totally changed. I had no more connection with most people in my life. And when I came in, the only true connections that I had was with my three children, my parents, and my sister. And that's it. Now, I've developed a lot of great relationships with some of my family, but when I first came in, I was totally disconnected. And again, because of all of these feelings and my background being in psychology, I thought maybe I was having a psychotic break, that the illnesses, that the stress of work, the dysfunctional marriage, that everything was just kind of too much for my body, too much for my mind, and maybe I had snapped. That's all I could think of. But again, as the days and the weeks went on, I began to become clairvoyant. I began to become clairsentient. I had a knowing like I had never known before. And the more that I accepted what was happening to me, the more I was being flooded with information, which at that time, I could not understand, nor could I comprehend. So I think in my case, things were put in what I want to call little time capsules and placed within my field or even placed within the etheric template of my body, the blueprint of the Sheila suit that I'm wearing. And as time has gone on, more and more of those little capsules continue to open. But within 3 months, I had left the marriage. Within another 3 months, I had accepted a job in a new state, and I had found my first spiritual teacher who actually introduced me to the concept of walk-ins. And to be honest with you, when she told me about walk-ins, I was almost angry, but yet it resonated true for me. I was angry because I went to her hoping that she could write me a prescription, to be honest, and just get me medicated and life would go back to normal, which of course it never did. And then I realized, this is normal. What I was living before was not normal. And so all of a sudden, I started developing these relationships with my guides. And I was introduced to the world of shamanism. And that, I believe, was one of the largest points of integration for me that there was, because I was able to then travel into the lower world and the upper world, and I could work with my guides, and I started receiving more and more messages. And they would let me know that everything was exactly, and I think, Joan, you said this morning, everything is exactly the way that it's supposed to be. Everything. And if you're here on this listening, or if you're watching on YouTube, you are exactly where you need to be, because everything is about us reconnecting with that essence of who we truly are. So as my life continued to unfold, I had left the marriage. I moved to a new state. Within 4 years, I had remarried, moved to Colorado, started my first business where I was providing spiritual teachings, talking about the things I remembered from the other side, putting courses together, putting classes together. I was also offering Reiki. And when I would touch the body would start telling me things. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do with this? You know, how am I going to fix this information? The aspect of sharing the information about the clairvoyant aspect of it, sharing with people, was fine. But when it started saying, oh, you have neuropathy, and my brain's going, okay, neuropathy, how do I fix it? What do I do? Then spirit spoke very loudly to me and said, people cannot drop into the essence of their soul when they are in pain. And so I took that very seriously, and I just inundated myself with all types of different healing modalities and energetic tools and, you know, anything and everything. I learned crystal healing, anything that I could do to help people to get out of pain.
But Sheila, I just want to interrupt for 1 second. You talk about your healing also, because you were very sick, you said.
Yes, yes. Well, I did. I had bone cancer, which totally had gone away. I had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, totally went away. There was points in time that I could not even hold a thought in my mind. And all of that was healed, and it was healed immediately when that walk-in came in. And so my assumption is, and what I've actually been told, is when the energy of the soul came in to, through the top of my head, it propelled my body upright. And the older soul, the natal soul, is what was propelled from my body. So one soul came in and one soul came out. And for me, I'm what's called a soul exchange walk-in. And now there are many other different types of exchanges, but I want to jump back to a minute how, as I kept building and building, learning modalities, and I started changing, my guides kept telling me, go bigger, go bigger, go bigger. And so I thought they meant I had to go bigger personally, that I had to learn more things. But it got to a point where I didn't have any more time. I was working every day. I was offering teachings at night. I had workshops on the weekend, and I was running out of steam. But what they meant was for me to connect with other people, to bring other speakers in. And so I started doing that. And so I started having events that kept going larger and larger. And then my guides told me I was to write a book. And I was encouraged by some of the speakers to also write the book and to sort of tell my story. And I really detail the events that happened and my story and how I really got to where I am in the book. It's called Walk-Ins, Cosmology of the Soul. And you can find that on Amazon. There's also an ebook and the Audible version of it as well. But as I kept going bigger and bigger, and I kept listening to Spirit tell me what I needed to do, I was always led down the right path, just like I was when I first came in to the body, because everything was so new. I had no, I had no strong roots with earth. I had no foundation. I had no grounding system. But as my guides would talk and I would listen to them, I'd take a step and the doors would open. I'd take another step and more doors would open. And that's kind of what has led me to where I am today. Because after I wrote the book, I really began to develop some close relationships with the people in the book. Now, when I first wrote the book, yes, I wanted to tell my story and get that out there. But I kept thinking, you know there are walk-ins out there, but this is still pretty fantastic. Maybe I should bring some other people in. Kind of felt like maybe I could share their stories too, and it would give a broader range. But what I found is that not all walk-ins are soul exchanges. So for me, I am a soul exchange. One soul in, one soul out. The soul that left is called the natal soul, or the original soul to the body. There's also what's called soul infusions. And I believe that a lot of people out there might be experiencing this right now. And a soul infusion is when more of your higher self comes in and anchors in with your natal soul, and you become a much more expanded being. Now, a lot of times this will happen just instantaneously out of nowhere. And sometimes things like this will happen. You'll have a spiritual awakening or a kundalini experience because you've really put in the work. You've put in those hours. You're doing the meditation. You're doing whatever it takes to get you there. But sometimes it's instantaneous. And when that happens, that is called a soul infusion. Then there's what's called a soul overlay. And a soul overlay is when the natal soul remains in the body, but it's weak and tired. And another soul comes in and actually attaches to that, very much like a neoprene suit. And it can serve as a source of energy. It can serve as a battery jump. It can serve as a placeholder while the other soul leaves to do some healing or whatever is necessary. But either the natal soul will stay, or they will merge into one, or sometimes then the overlay will actually leave as well. Then there's what's called the braided souls, where there's two souls that are inhabiting the body. And then there's soul layering, where you have more of your multidimensional self that comes in, but they come in as individual aspects. And those individual aspects could be, you have a very strong Palladian, you have a very strong Arcturian or angelic aspect to you. And your soul kind of does this energetic dance, this movement where one aspect will move forward and recede, and the other one will move forward and recede. And so I was amazed as I was interviewing and doing and conducting the research for the book. So after I did this research, most of the walk-ins were like me, and they had been seeking and looking for community. And so when we found each other, it was like we found family, and we talked all the time. We would text, we would email, and we became very, very close. And then I decided, hey, let's have this conference. Let's share all of this information, because there's got to be other people out there like us. And if there are, let's pull everybody together, because we are all here for a reason. Now, each one of us came in with an individual mission, and most of our missions are very similar, and most people are here to be in service to humanity and Gaia, as I think most of the people out there who are viewing or participating in this are also here to be of service to humanity and Gaia. But we decided that we wanted to come together, we wanted to get strength in numbers, and we really wanted to move and to make a change and to offer something to the planet. And so, like Alan said, we connected, he connected me with Neil, and I talked with Neil, and he thought it was a great idea because he'd already wanted to do this. And so we had and launched the first walk-in conference this past January. And as a result of that, it was so heartwarming. The audience, the energy, the speakers that we had really began to create this beautiful container. And this container was for families, for people of like mind, whether you're a walk-in or not. But what happened is we all started coming together, and we would have a meeting. It started out, we would have one meeting, and now we're up to having two meetings a month. And now we've added another one. So we've actually got three meetings that we're holding a month. And right now they're on the first and the third Thursdays, and also on the second Monday. And we have phenomenal speakers. But tonight, actually, we have a meeting where we all get together, and it's just kind of like an open mic. We have people who are new that will come in and share their stories. We have people who have said, gosh, this happened to me. Some people might be talking about the galactic alignment. So we have so much talent and so many beautiful souls. And it's wonderful when everybody can get together and share. And then as more and more people started coming together, we started hearing that there was a need for a little bit something more. And so, okay, let's build a website. But my guides woke me up one morning, I guess it was about 6 a.m. I usually get up that way, but this is one of those kind of, oh my gosh, I've got to write this down before I forget it moments. And I was told that I needed to create a website that could serve as sort of like a beacon to allow people to come in so we could create community. We could share amongst each other. And right now we have created what's called the wishalliance.org. And please visit the website, wishalliance.org. Neil is a big part of it. Alan is part of it. We have so many people that are part of it. And we have what's called ambassadors. And ambassadors are individuals. Oh, thanks, Neil. Ambassadors are individuals who may be a walk-in, they may be an indigo, they may be a starseed, they may be a hybrid, but they have something that they want to share. They have a mission too. And so we really have a high vetting process that we go through to make sure that when we list the services of an ambassador, that we know that they're very high quality. And so the luminaries are the individuals that kind of like are spearheading it. The emissaries are all of these wonderful individuals that have come together to help support this. And our ambassadors are the people that also are offering different healing services. We have all the conferences that are listed here on the home page. In the process, of course, right there is the Portal to Ascension. And Neil, I want to thank you for allowing all of this to really happen, because this is one of the most beautiful expressions, one of the most beautiful containers that I've ever had an opportunity to be part of. And you can tell that it's truly heart-driven. And I am so honored to be part of this conference and to be part of everything that's taking place. But yes, this is our luminaries. And what we're trying to do is really to create a new paradigm, a paradigm where if someone is looking, and look at all these wonderful people, if somebody is looking for a mentor, if somebody needs information, we have some of the best people in the field. And if you are out there listening and you have something to offer, or you want to become part of this movement, and I am going to call it a movement, you can get a hold of us. You can let us know by going to the contact page, adding us, or let us know you're interested in becoming an ambassador, and I'll send out the information. But Neil, can you go back to the services that people are offering? If there's a way to do that. Yeah, under the ambassadors. And then if you'll go to services. There you go, right there. Mm-hmm. And as, okay, go back and it's, you'll have to click on services. There we go. And so these are all the individuals who have come together that are now part of the Wish Alliance. And all of these people, we have, I don't know how many people we have on here now, but we have a large number of individuals who have beautiful services, beautiful offerings. They can help you get in touch with your guides, help you get in touch with your soul essence self. They can help awaken you, do DNA blueprinting, provide crystal healing. So please, and there's Alan with contact, click on that. And so anyway, that'll take you to Alan's email if you want to ask him more about his book. But you can go all the way down and see we have so many wonderful people. And again, if there's anybody out there that wants to be part of this movement, please let us know. We would love to have you. We also list all of the events that are coming up with the Wish Alliance under the events section. And I have this event listed as well. And so what we try to do is I try to keep this as updated as possible. I still need to update for our speakers for next month, but we do have the hybrid conference coming up, because just like with the walk-in conference, what I find is that a lot of people that are walk-ins actually are also hybrids. A lot of people who are walk-ins are starseeds, which I believe we're all star seeds in one form or another. We all come from somewhere else. We may be from an angelic realm. We may be from a 7th, 12th, 15th dimensional realm, but we all come from somewhere else, and we've all come to this planet to join together and to really try to make a difference. And so I believe that because we are all multidimensional beings, everyone could be part of the Wish Alliance if you choose to. So please, you know, check that out. But when I first had these ideas, and Spirit just said, don't worry about it. You just focus on the outcome, and we're going to take care of the rest. And in comes Alan, and in comes Neil. So I want to thank you guys for really helping me to be able to promote the mission that I came here with, because I did come here to be a way shower, to help people. And Neil, what you're doing is being a huge way shower. The glimpse that I got of your new website is absolutely phenomenal. And I just, you know, I'm so excited that we're all here together, because we are on that cusp of moving into 5D reality. We're right there. We have our foot right in that doorway.
Exactly. And which is why so many more of these events are happening now, right? And it seems like it's been going viral for quite some time, but right now at this moment, just more and more people are being activated. And a lot of disclosures that are happening, you know, whether what agenda it may have, is having an effect of just waking people up. Like ultimately, people are waking up from Absolutely. Multiple levels. So I'm excited too. Alan. Oh, you're very low, Alan. Your microphone.
You know, I think that so many people come in confused whether they're walking or not, and then giving them a place where they can put themselves makes them more grounded. So, like, you know, a lot of people feel strange and different, and you've given them categories, you know, and there's no real solid category, but you've given them a place to find themselves, which I think is really great.
Right. And I think what is happening right now, the closer that we're getting to this shift, making its pentacle movement, the more people that are waking up, they're having more and more questions. And I was so blessed that I found my spiritual teacher. I mean, spirit was so good to me when I came in, because every door, the carpet was just laid out. All I had to do was walk on it. And so I had my spiritual teacher. I had my circle sisters. I had my community that helped ground me. And so many people don't have that. And that is one of the main goals of the Wish Alliance, and why I wanted to write the book and even have the walk-in conference, is so that we could all find each other. We could know that, no, we're not crazy. We're actually waking up. We're starting to see with new eyes. And the more we wake up, the more we're in contact with other people, the more we help them to wake up. Because just as I mentioned with those little bitty time capsules, I believe that we implant little time capsules into other people's auras when we come in contact with them. And when it's their own divine time to wake up, they'll wake up. But we're all helping to do that.
Mm. And I have to say, it's really a selfless service you're providing. I mean, you're not, you just want to help people. I mean, this is why we're just all here today, because someone wrote community. Yes, it's about forming these communities, because communities are needed. We live in communities because we value each other's support. So this is just another level of community that's being offered here. So thank you.
Yeah, and it is beautiful, because, you know, we have been told by today's society that so many things are acceptable. You turn on the television and you see stabbing taking place. You see people being robbed and murdered, all of these different types of things. And, you know, that imprints on our psyche, and we just sort of accept that as normal. But when we come together as community, we're uplifting each other. We're opening our spirits. We're opening our hearts and our minds. And we're actually feeding each other so that we can continue to elevate and to raise our own frequencies.
You know, there's an interesting question in the Q&A by Eric's. Can you see that? How about like five versions of you, like that all know each other, not fully fractured personality, multiple versions of self inhabiting one body, possible other versions of self seeking refuge due to death on other timelines, so move on with you to keep going, but here anyway. It goes on. What do you, can you see that question?
You know, I don't see that right now, but I can address that, because let's just say this sheet of paper is time. And everything is happening all at once, whether we're looking at galactic or whether we're looking at an earth plane. But all we have to do is say, this is our past, this is our present, this is our future. And when we come in, we're coming in as part of our higher self. Now, I don't know, I should maybe put this up, but this is a chart that I have developed, and it comes to me from my guides. And one of the things that happened is after I came in, after I got settled, after I opened my business, then I started really questioning. I was like, oh, okay, so where did that natal soul go? And it was like, you don't need to worry about that. The contract was complete. That soul is off doing its mission. Because sometimes people get this idea that a walk-in is kind of like a hostile takeover. And I can assure you it is not. Walk-ins typically will come in when there's some type of a trauma, whether it's a physical or emotional trauma, when there's illnesses. It can come in as someone waking up from a coma, which is the story of CASA that's in the book. It can come in really from any kind of a true trauma, an automobile accident that can evoke a walk-in experience. The other thing people say, okay, well, can you ask for a walk-in to occur? And it's like, no, you cannot. This is something that is arranged on the other side. We can open up, we can do our spiritual work, we can bring more essence into us. But as far as switching the souls, that is taken care of on the other side. But when I was starting to ask my questions, just kind of like this person was asking their question about being multidimensional, what my guides told me was that, you know, we are all part, obviously, of source energy, and there are various layers. There's various dimensions. And I used to say, oh, we're a fractal, but now I'm looking at it as we're just another expansive layer, just as the dark is part of the light. And the first layer that they had told me from source energy was that etheric layer, which would be the void, the total void, which is dark, which holds all of the source codes, which holds all of the blueprints, all of the templates, everything that we're going to need, all the creation templates for creation to occur is inside that void. And within that, there's one creation template for the oversouls. And so you start out with this master oversoul. And if you can see, everything is circular. This is a big chart. And we start with the master oversoul, and we work our way all the way down through all of these various layers until we get to what my guides called the Shantias Khan. And the Shantias Khan is what is our personal, if you will, our own oversoul. So the Shantias Khan is more than the individual, it's our own personal oversouls, kind of like our cloud storage or, you know, our own Akashic record. And because that, even in and of itself, is so large, when the soul decides it's time for an incarnation and it begins to come down, the portion that is the closestly attached to the Shantias Khan is going to be the higher self. And as it comes down with all that swirl of energy, then you have the action portion, which is the spirit. And then that portion, which attaches to the physical body, is the soul, which is the personality of this lifetime. Well, since our souls are so big, since our oversouls are so large, as you can see, there's nothing that says that from our oversoul, we can't incarnate from here and here and here and here. So we could easily be having multidimensional experiences right now through the same Shantias Khan. And so, yes, I believe that we all have the capability, if that's what needs to occur, to be having multiple experiences, whether it's all on Earth, which I don't think that we would have all of those on Earth, but we might have one, another one on Earth. I know I have an aspect here. I have another couple aspects that are out there. But and when I found that out, I asked my guide, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got an aspect on Earth. Can I go visit? Can I see? And it's like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because we both are here to have our own soul experiences. And so, yes, I do believe that you can have 5, 6, 7, maybe a dozen, maybe even more, because our souls are unlimited, our oversoul, which I call the Shantias Khan. And that Shantias Khan is part of the individual oversoul, which is part of the planetary oversoul, which is part of the cosmic oversoul, which is part of the universal oversoul and the master oversoul. And so we have multiple levels of things that end up making us who we actually are.
Sheila, can you actually, we've had three different questions come in asking about what a walk-in is, and even though you've explained it multiple times, if you could just do a concise definition of what the walk-ins is for those who, because there's quite a few people I think out there have no idea what it is.
Right. So a walk-in is a soul that has made an agreement with another soul prior to incarnation, so that at a particular point in time that one soul will switch places with the other. And so the soul that was originally the Sheila soul of this body carried out its mission through 38 years. And when it cried out to be released, that was my cue that it was time to come in. And so when it came in, that the energy came in through the top of the head, pushed the other soul out, and that soul went to do whatever. And then I stepped in and I continued that soul's mission for about 10 years, because there was some neurological rewiring. And even though I was healed from the illness, there was a lot of physical stuff that had to be done because some damage had occurred. So a walk-in is when one soul agrees to switch places with another soul. That's a soul exchange. There's a soul infusion where more of your higher self comes in. There's what's called an overlay, and an overlay can be another soul that comes in to assist the natal soul to the body, and it serves as a battery charger to help this soul be re-enlivened or to give it an opportunity to go off and do something else, to heal, to come back. Then there's what's called a braid, where there are actually two souls inhabiting the body at one time. Then there's what's called the multidimensional soul layering, where more than one aspect of a soul came in. Now, when I came in not from another planet. I came in from a collective, but I was in basically my Shantia's Khan as my full multidimensional self. And we were working in the crystalline grid of the earth. We were helping to infuse unconditional love and helping really to get ready for the concordance and for the awakening of the planet to occur. But walk-ins are when one soul exchanges places with another soul.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's, well, you know, it might be vague to some people who don't, you know, haven't met someone like that, but I think it's a good map to go on. And maybe there's also the categories are just for our references. I mean, in a way, you are who you are, whatever that happens to be in this moment, right?
Exactly. Because as we, you know, are on this earth walk, we change every day. We come in contact with people and our vibrational frequency raises. We read a book and we have new knowledge that comes in. And as we continue to change, I believe all of us on this planet, whether we're a walk-in or not, are continuing to receive more and more of our original soul essence to help us to prepare for the shift that's coming up. Because I look at our soul as actually being that light body. So I think we're already in our light bodies. This meat suit that we wear around is that denseness of form. And as we continue to bring in more light, these light codes that are already embedded in our DNA begin to open up, and we ourselves start to become lighter and lighter and lighter.
Okay. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that we're also in the process of transforming into a new type of human.
Mm, right. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Watchers Talk says, thank you. I wonder if our soul can live in multiple people on the same timeline in this universe.
I think that when we're talking timeline, if you're talking dimensions, like, or if you're talking on Earth, as I said, yes, I have been told that I have, well, let me back up. I started having all of these memories, which I thought was a past life memory of myself being a South American man running through the jungle. I was having all kinds of experiences. I was in my oneness with the world, and I just kept having that. It was just repeating over and over and over, almost like a loop, if you've ever experienced a loop. So anyway, that just kept happening over and over and over. And I finally was told by my guides, no, the reason that you're having that, it's not a past life experience. It's a real time experience that's occurring right now. So yes, I believe that it's possible we could have multiple aspects of ourselves right now on this timeline. But when I asked, because I got super excited, I'm like, oh my gosh, can I go to Brazil? Can I meet this man? Can I find him? It's like, no, do not. Because what I was told is that it was almost not really dangerous, but it's not advisable for two aspects of the same soul to occupy the same space.
Right. I get that. Now, because the soul is sort of a non-local essence, so it's gaining experiences from multiple locations, multiple timelines. But what about the whole idea of soulmate or twin flames? Because that is also really a soul, the single soul that's been split into different parts. Maybe that person in South America was your soulmate, actually. I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. Yeah, talk about the soul in terms of twin flames and that splitting. This is how, what I heard. When we descended into the density, we split into a polarity, male, female, whatever aspect of this soul split takes place. So there's this other part of us that's gaining wisdom, but it's really the same soul.
Yes, I believe that as well. The soul does have the ability that it can split. And there are many, many theories about that. And so when the soul did come in and it splits into male, female aspects, then each one of those then goes out and they are then having their own experiences, which when they come back together has edified the whole. Now I'm really good friends, thanks again to Alan, with a couple called Mark and Phyllis, and they are twin souls. And Mark actually came here to find her because he believes that we're so close to this shift occurring, and he wanted to make sure that she was awake and would be leaving when he left. So yes, I believe there are so many things we do not know. And the things that I know, it's very hard for me to try to even articulate it because there's really not the right words that I can speak to do that. However, you know, for me, putting this chart together that just, I don't know, I can't hold that still enough, I guess, that goes round and round and round, that just shows you, you can be on this wheel at any point, and you could be on this wheel at all points. You could be in another dimension right now having an experience. You can be in a different galaxy having an experience. And when I say you, I'm referring to that Shantias Khan, which is the wholeness of your oversoul.
Okay. One more thing, one more, but maybe other people, it's sort of about, let's just see, parallel lives. I guess the big question is, how do we get in touch with these other parts of ourselves, the multidimensional aspect that is living in other timelines? Because, you know, everything seems pretty real and fundamental here. So how do we open our minds to all these other parts of ourselves? Or maybe it's not appropriate to, but maybe it is because people are curious about all these other aspects of their soul.
I asked that very same question of my guides, Alan, and what they told me is that when it's appropriate, when the time is right, and if there is information that I need to learn, then all of that would be revealed to me. But I like to think, if you think of yourself as being in the center of a spider web, if you reach out in any direction, just like the graph that's behind you, Alan, I absolutely love that because that shows how everything is interconnected. And that also, to me, is what my guide showed me as a template that's really even on the inside of our Shantias Khan, of our oversoul, because what happens is this is a matrix of light, sound, frequency that comes together and it forms this web or this material of experience for us to have. And if you think of the spider web with you being in the middle, if you reach out and you were to strike one of those webs, it would send a vibration not only out through that web, but it sends it out to multiple webs. And I think that is a good analogy for our multidimensional aspects. We could be in the center, but we're also all of these threads, kind of the hub and spoke that's going out. And so if people are used to meditating, then, you know, drop in to the meditation, connect with your guides and let them know that you're very interested in learning this information and see what they have to present to you.
Right. No, that's great. So you do this group, you're helping people. What do you say to people who are just hearing about this? They may be confused. They may not know what they are, you know, but they know that they're just not a normal person, that they can't fit in for whatever reason. I think more and more people are realizing that. So what do you say to people? Where do they begin their search?
Well, if people want to contact me, I'm happy to work with them. I had a lady actually that had heard my son's presentation because he also is a walk-in, which is very, very rare. I've never found another family that has two walk-ins in the family, but she had seen his interview on YouTube. And so it had to be through New Realities or it had to be through Portal to Ascension, but she saw his interview and she looked him up. She's found our wellness center and she actually flew in and came to our, she came to our business at Spirit Way Wellness. And I have a website, spiritwaywellness.com. You can get a hold of me there too. But I do work with people individually, one-on-one, to where I actually go in and will connect in with their, what I call their etheric template or the blueprint for this physical body, and help them to access, help them to ignite that information so it starts coming forward to them. But there's other people. You can go on to the wishalliance.org website, and there's many people who can help you discover the blueprint of your soul, help you activate your DNA. So if you're curious about anything like that, please visit our website, check it out, and hopefully there's someone there for you. If not, you can always write to me and I will try to help you figure out what's happening. But, you know, Alan, more and more people, very obvious that she was a hybrid. And it was very obvious that she had had experiences off planet where she had been taken onto the ship and she had actually had three different DNAs infused with her. Two of them were like off planet, what we would consider off planet galactic family. And then she had had this activation of this angelic energy within her, but she was a hybrid. And so a lot of people are waking up to the truth of who they are.
So is part of your healing process to wake people up? I mean, you're getting the body in shape, but you have a healing clinic. And how can people find the healing clinic? And also, is your approach multidimensional?
It is. I do probably about half of my work is long distance work. And we can do a Zoom, a Skype. We can talk on the telephone. I do provide healing services as well as work within their energetic bodies and help them to develop a practice that will help them to activate their own light codes within. I will do a light code activation with them. I don't do that through light language, but it is a process that actually the Arcturians taught to me where I can go into the grid system, much like back what you have there, go into the grid system and activate certain different strands to where they will be opened up and they can start receiving information.
So you also, yeah, you didn't really talk so much about the ET overlay in personality. So we have a little bit more time. Just talk about that connection. Yeah, with and why it's happening now more and more. People are realizing this higher ET connection.
Right. Well, two things. In my case, when I came in, I came from the collective, and that collective was my multidimensional self, where I had had Arcturian, Palladian, Mantis. I mean, I've had a plethora of other planetary experiences, as well as angelic experiences that were all kind of melded together. That when I came in, I brought more of an Arcturian aspect in with me so that I could do the work that was laid out in front of me. A lot of people now are being awakened to the fact that they're a starseed. Why, a lot of people ask, is because we are on the cusp of moving into 5D, fifth dimensional reality. I think back in 2012, a lot of people, they didn't recognize things so much that shifted, but they actually did shift. And what happened is it moved us from 3D into 4D. The problem was our brains still told us that we were in 3D, but our hearts and our minds, the higher aspect of our minds, would tell us that we were in 5D. And so we were in this constant to and fro. I think a lot of people now have made that jump, but they're in the higher aspect of that 4D, getting ready to move into 5D. And as they come closer and closer, they begin to drop the denseness of the body and also the denseness of the mind. And not saying people are dense in the mind, but the veil that we have. And we're opening up to the truth of who we are, because I believe that all of us come from somewhere else. There are individuals who have come to the earth that are earth seed, that are center seeds that help Gaia in her progression, but they too have come from somewhere else, even if they've been here through every incarnation cycle with Gaia. And so I believe we're all from off planet, and I think that's why more and more people are starting to wake up.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And more and more of that ET family seems to be arriving here. Yes. At this point, that's why I think these conferences are great, because it's informing people, it's getting community together. So in order, just like one last question, and I think Neil's going to jump back in, we want to keep this community growing and strong. Yes. And support each other. So talk a little bit again about the Wish Foundation, how you're building community. Okay.
So we have a website that we're operating from called Wish Alliance. It's W-I-S-H, and that stands for Walk-ins, Indigos, Starseeds, and Hybrids. And the goal of wishalliance.org is to pull together a community of like-minded people. And so we also want to have a lot of information available for people. If you go on there, you're going to see new realities everywhere. You're going to see Portal to Ascension everywhere. You're going to see this is not like the Sheila Seppi website or a Neil website or an individual website. This is a website where we've all come together collectively to try to provide this container where people can then come and learn more and more information about who they are. We do have a section with articles that we're continuing to add more and more. We have a section of meditations, which right now the meditations that we have up are from Kiara Windrider. We have articles also that Kiara has written, Neil has written, Phil Gruber has written. We have information about light language. You can go and listen to Jacqueline Smith, and she has a beautiful transmission of light language on there. And so we're really trying to provide resources to help you wake up and become the best person that you can possibly be.
Well, also, I'm sure there's people listening who have services they can offer. And, you know, even if people are awakened, there's always like communities and questions and ideas, really about bringing the dialogue into a bigger platform. So definitely if people have something to offer, a service, an article, an insight, how would they go about submitting that?
Just reach out to me at wishalliance.org, and there under the contact section, you can also go to my website, sheilaseppi.com, or if you're interested in the healing components, then you can always go to the spiritwaywellness.com. But even all of that information is found on the Wish Alliance. So I'm trying to put all of my resources on there. We've got stuff in there from Neil. We've got things in there from Alan. And I would love, Joan, I would love to put you up there as a resource. And anybody out there that's interested in being part of this, please, because what this is just kind of like the container to come home. You know, we're just now building that foundation, and we want everybody to come together because we all have things to contribute. It doesn't matter who it is. We all come in with a mission. There are so many people out there that have phenomenal stories, that have phenomenal healing modalities, some of which they've created themselves. So please get a hold of me. Let me know. We'll chat. Sometimes it might take me 2 days to get back with you, but I promise I will get back with you.
Okay, that brings us to what's coming up, right, Neil? Coming up with the conference. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so there's a few things that I guess we're working on with each other, right? So we have the Wish Alliance, and I'll just second what Sheila and Alan said. Please do reach out to Sheila, because it is part of our mission as well to cultivate that website in order to have more and more services offered. Because, you know, even if you're a type of person that's open to have a conversation about ancient history, and you want someone, and if other people, because I have my services on my website, and my services are a lot, but one of them literally is, if you want to talk to me about UFO disclosure, you can book a session with me. And I've had full-on hour conversations with people just on that. So people need that. And part of what we're doing at Portal to Ascension is why I love doing online events is I'm in California, one of the most spiritually saturated places in the world. You know, so much going on here. But we got people in Kazakhstan. I used to pull on this example, a remote this individual from this father of a family in India in a small village where they would get internet twice a week emailed me once and would say that he would bring his family together to watch our ancient history stuff every month when they would have internet connection, right? So it's just we're in no way preaching to the choir, even though a lot of us here are in the know. It's the fact that we don't have the community. Not everybody has that community. A lot of people are left and alone. Not every country is democratic in nature, right? And there are weak people in those countries too that just don't have anybody to speak to about it. So that's what this is about. That's what the Wish Alliance is doing. And so I definitely recommend going to the website and connecting there. Now, in regards to what we're working on together, first I want to talk about the documentary that we spoke about a couple of times, and now it's actually seeming to start. It's going to be a documentary on walk-ins. But Sheila, why don't you just give us a kind of a rundown on our process with it right now?
Well, the process changes as we go day to day, actually. But what we're trying to do is to develop a documentary that is going to give some groundwork on what walk-ins are, so that when people watch this, that they may be identifying with it and they themselves will say, I'm a walk-in. Because so many people out there still, they feel isolated, thus the need for the Wish Alliance. But right now we're just meeting. Actually, next week we have a meeting where we're going to start script development. So I'm really excited about that. And then the next phase is this walk-ins, then we'll do indigos, star seeds, and hybrids. And so we'll have four different documentaries based on, and then also the four different workshops that we'll be having every year. So I'm really excited about it. And is just a phenomenal partnership. Working with you two is it's really a hoot. I love it.
Yeah, we're going to create a lot of content for sure in regards to conferences, but now Portal to Ascension Studios, which is the documentary arm, you're going to have two or three times throughout the next 4 days, you're going to get to see our new website, and it's going to launch next week. So this is like a party to the launching, really. And on that website, we're going to have featured documentaries, and one of the first Portal to Ascension ones will be the walk-ins documentary. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Truly appreciate your time and your energy and just being here a part of this as we expand in consciousness and release more and more awareness so that we can really shift into a vibration that is in harmony for all of the planet and we can create true universal peace on Earth. And this podcast is just one of many platforms out there that are designed to do that. We're going to keep going with our series of presenters from our last Portal to Ascension conference that took place in 2021. Please do go to our YouTube, subscribe there. That's where we have most of our content coming out, youtube.com/portal to ascension. And then our Patreon, exclusive bonuses. If you want to support us in creating more content, we're creating so much all year, patreon.com/portal to ascension, and check out all the other social media platforms as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Love you all. This is Neil Gore with Portal to Ascension. See y'all later.